Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you all. Wonderful to be here. We've had some lovely rain, and looks like we might get some more. So anyway, I'm glad to be here with you all, and I hope that our worship today will be meaningful and comforting and challenging and all of those things that we come to worship to experience. We have some announcements. We have a new staff member. Her name is Cindy Fearman. She's our new administrative assistant. She lives in Villa Hills and is retired from Children's Inc., where she worked for 25 years, I think. For the time being, her office hours will be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 10 to 2, basically the same as what Patricia was doing. She's I think, a very good fit. She is vivacious and outgoing, and I think that we're going to get along really well. Stop by and say hello, or call and hear the new voice on the phone, and she will start tomorrow, so let's give her, make her feel welcome if you talk to her. Today, Becky Lindsay will be giving a talk about the Mennonite Church in the Civil War, and it is at the Fort Wright City Building. I think last week I had inadvertently put the Fort Mitchell City Building, but it is the Fort Wright City Building at 1 o'clock, and everyone is invited. She's going to be using the, she's going to be basing her talk on the information about her own Mennonite ancestors during the Civil War, and probably some from her book. The Metseco Children's Choir and Union Presbyterian Church are pleased to invite our friends from Community of Faith to our upcoming concert on Tuesday, August 1st. That's a week from Tuesday, at 10:30 a.m. in Union Presbyterian Sanctuary. And the choir will be visiting Greater Cincinnati from July 31st to August 3rd. They appreciate our support and prayers. There is the announcement about per capita and the announcement about school supplies. I believe that Miguel sent me a list from Be Concerned as well. There isn't anything on the Be Concerned list that isn't on this list, but I will make that more clear next Sunday. You can bring your school supplies in between now and August 7th, and it looks like we already have quite a bit of supplies, so thank you if you've brought them in already, and we appreciate it. Are there any other announcements that we need to hear today? Yes.
I want to plug in for liturgists. Next Sunday is my last Sunday that I've signed up for, and August and September are wide open, so this is a very easy thing to do, and it's very fun working with Sharon, so please sign up to do the liturgy. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other announcements that we need to hear? Any other announcements? As I light the candle of Christ, I offer to everyone the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us worship God together.
Good morning. Please join with, stand as you are able, and join with me in the call to worship as we read it responsively. Because we believe that you are always with us, O Lord.
We praise you, O God.
Because you know where we go and what we do.
We praise you, O God.
Because we feel your love at our best times and our worst.
We praise you, O God.
Glory be to you who is with us always.
God's steadfast love endures forever.
Please join me in the prayer of the day. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, you know us better than we know ourselves. You are always near. Make us aware of your presence that we might come to know you as well as you know us. Hear the prayer that we offer to you in the name of Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray together. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen. Please join together in singing in the small blue Sing the Faith, number 2236, Gather Us In.
Imperfect human beings created by God as good but fallen short of God's intention for our existence. Let us admit our errors and seek God's grace. Let us pray. God of mercy and forgiveness, you have given us a spirit of adoption into your family, that we might live as your children and receive the abundant life you have promised. But fear overtakes us and keeps us from living as your people. We are afraid of helping the poor and oppressed in case we are tricked. We see only scarcity instead of the richness of life in you. Have mercy on us, O God. Remove our fears and convince us that we belong to you always. Help us to recognize that in you there is enough for everyone, that we might show others how to live abundantly as well. And now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Friends, we are people born of water and the Spirit, living in the forgiving love and grace of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. To one another, we recognize each other's place in the family of God. The peace of Christ be with you all. Let us pass the peace to one another.
Anything?